So sitting in the cross-legged posture with a firm triangular base for the body, with an erect but not rigidly erect spine, the head, feeling as if there's a thread just gently pulling the top of the head towards the ceiling, developing this sense of balance. And a balance here meaning between effort and relaxation. If the posture is just right and balanced, then the breathing will be easy and effortless. To begin with, rather than focusing attention on the particular point in the body at the tip of the nose or wherever it might be, we can just develop a more open awareness of the breath, feeling the breath throughout the body. So almost as if the body is a balloon or an oxygen balloon which is expanding and contracting. So try to imagine as you breathe in and the breath stretching to every part of the body through the head and the face and the neck, the shoulders and the arms and hands, torso, the bottom, the legs, the feet. Just imagine sense of breath and life entering into every part of the body together with the inhalation. And then as you exhale, just imagine that the breath is radiating out from the body in every direction, above and below, in front, behind, to the left, to the right. And if you start to feel dull or sleepy, this can be a very useful way of meditating on the breath, because together with that sense of the breath and feeling the breath in every part of the body, you can imagine bright light. So we all have a memory of light in our minds. So you bring that memory of light and imagine that as you breathe in, your whole body is flooded with light, warm, beautiful light. And as you breathe out, imagine that that light is radiating from your body in every direction. So the breath is like a vessel of light, breathing in and breathing out. This is what we call a skillful means, by which you skillfully, intelligently use perception, use ideas, use memory to solve problems that arise in meditation. Now if we now start to focus on that one point at the tip of the nose or wherever the breath is most clear, then to find that balance of effort and relaxation, we may emphasize relaxation on the in-breath, because the body is already making effort on the inhalation. And then on the exhalation, where the body is naturally relaxed, then we put forth mental effort. So here the balance is physical relaxation, mental effort. Physical relaxation, physical effort, mental relaxation. Now, when the mind wanders off, now recognizing that and just very gently but firmly putting it down. You don't have to fight with it and don't get irritated or discouraged, and because it's just normal and natural. Let's say you have a child, small child, that likes to crawl off into dirty or dangerous places. You don't get angry with the child because the child doesn't know what it's doing. It's just following its instincts. But you very gently and firmly take that child away from the dangerous place. That's how you treat your mind. Treat it like it's a child that really doesn't know what's happening, what's going on. Doesn't make very wise choices. Now, when your mind does start to stay with the breath a little bit more, again, you have to be very observant. Observe how good that feels when the mind is clear and present with the sensation of the breath. Because if you can observe and remember that, it gives a real support to the meditation. Because usually we want something happening in our mind. We want some kind of activity going on. And to be able to free ourselves from that habit, we have to be quite sure and confident that if we do let go of our imagination and our fantasies, that we can be happy. And the observation of that sense of contentment and happiness that arises when the mind is mindful in the present moment is what gives us that resolution and willingness to let go of thought. So you have to find a way of enjoying the meditation on the breath. Otherwise, you'll look for enjoyment elsewhere. So put a lot of effort into the exhalation, because when in the exhalation, the mind is relaxed and will very easily lose its awareness. And on the in-breath, you can just emphasize the relaxation. So there's an alternation of effort and relaxation.